For this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking about something that happens to everybody, funerals. Now, Richard, in the UK, there are two main types of funerals, aren't there?
Yes, it's depending on whether the person wants to be buried or whether they want to be cremated.
OK, so if we start with a burial, I suppose a traditional funeral would be, what, a church service?
Yes, we have the minister, usually, who gives prayers. They have songs, hymns, in other words. And there's also a remembrance speech talking about the person who died.
And then that's followed by the burial. So, obviously, the body is in a coffin and they're buried in a grave.
And that can be either in the graveyard attached to the church, or often nowadays the churchyards are full, so they have them in cemeteries which have no church next to them.
And then that's followed by a wake.
Yes.
Or you mentioned the cremation. That's another choice, isn't it?
Very, very similar. You have the service again, kind of in the church or at the crematorium where they cremate the body. They have a small chapel there usually.
But it doesn't have to be religious. It can be more secular. There doesn't have to be a minister there, does there?
No, not at all.
And of course, then there's the cremation.
And that's followed again by the wake.
In the cremation, the body is still in a coffin.
And that is all burned, yes, at the crematorium.
And then what happens?
Well, then a few days later, the ashes of the deceased are returned to the family in usually an urn, specially shaped container for ashes. And then these are often scattered in a garden of remembrance at the cemetery.
So that's much more of a private affair then?
Yes, just with the close family. And actually, often the ashes are scattered at sea, maybe, or even at football pitches.
A special place for that person.
Exactly, yes.
Now, we mentioned the word wake a few times. What do we mean by that?
Well, after the ceremony, whatever it is, people often go perhaps to a pub for a few drinks.
The family and friends who went to the service.
Exactly, yes. Talk about the deceased, or possibly to someone's home for tea and cake or whatever.
Or, yeah, they can go to the pub and have beer and sandwiches.
Very popular, yes.
It's just a nice get-together to celebrate the person's life.
Exactly, yes. So we've talked about the two main types of funeral service. So which is the most popular?
80% of people are cremated nowadays in the UK.
Wow.
And the main reason for that has to be cost. The average cost of burying somebody in a church is around £5,000 compared to £640 average price for a cremation.
That's a big difference.
There is an increase in a secular approach to funerals as well though, Richard, isn't there?
Yes, well, now in the UK, fewer and fewer people are going to church. I mean, a lot of people, they only go to church for birth, for christenings, marriage or death. That's it. And now, even for death, they're not going to the church. They're doing it themselves.
Yeah, so the idea of being buried in a wicker coffin in a forest somewhere is becoming increasingly popular.
A completely non-religious service, yes. And people are getting buried all over the place.
And you can also be buried in your own back garden.